Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2081, Why I'm Grateful for My Student Loan Debt by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I serenade you with the sweet sounds of personal finance knowledge from some of the best blogs on the planet, with the author's permission, of course. And we have a bunch of shows covering different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. But for now, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Why I'm Grateful for My Student Loan Debt by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. This blog is about destroying debt by living below your means, so it probably seems strange that I would say that I'm grateful for my student loan debt. Obviously, there's a huge part of me that is not happy about my student loans. But here's why I'm grateful for my student loan debt. If I didn't have debt, my life would be drastically different. My husband and I would own a home instead of living with my parents. We would have had a couple of pugs. We wouldn't be driving 15-year-old cars that are falling apart, and we would be thinking about starting a family. I used to wish that I could go back in time to 9 years ago when I signed that first application for student loans. I wouldn't sign it this time, but at some point I realized I can allow regret to haunt me for the next several years, or I can look at things with a new perspective. What if I didn't have student loans? What if my parents had been rich and had paid for my entire education? What would my life be like? To answer that question, I need to give you some background on how I was raised. I grew up in a large Midwestern suburb. My parents weren't rich by any means, but we lived in a relatively expensive area for middle-class folks that was very close to a neighborhood with $800,000 houses. I went to high school with the kids of doctors, lawyers, and bankers. Girls wore juicy couture sweats and $100 jeans, carried designer purses, and acted as snobby as you would expect. It was a public high school, so they weren't exactly billionaires or anything, but they certainly had a lot more money than my family did. The other high school in my hometown was in a much poorer area, and needless to say, the atmosphere there was quite different. All throughout my childhood and teen years, I saw middle-class friends and relatives who were stuck in the habit of keeping up with the Joneses. I didn't realize at the time that many of them couldn't actually afford it and were racking up debt to keep up the appearance that they were just as well off as those around them. I was spoiled as a kid, and I was always asking my parents for expensive gifts. I assumed they could just afford it. When I was 16, I started my first job. It paid minimum wage, so I never felt like I had much of my own money. I hated spending my money, but I had no problem asking my parents for Coach purses or $300 salon visits for birthdays or holidays. I was so excited when I got my first Coach purse for my 21st birthday. When I was in grad school, I landed a job that paid well, and I dropped $250 on Coach sunglasses. Not long after, I accidentally ran over the sunglasses with my car. Yes, that really happened. The average starting salary from graduates from my master's degree program was $70,000. I knew I would have debt, but I thought I would be making good money. I pictured living in my own home, buying a new car, and having nice things. That wasn't reality. 2 years after finishing grad school, I still don't make anywhere close to $70,000 a year. I had zero HR experience after finishing grad school, which made it extremely difficult to find any job at all, let alone one that paid well. Even if I had been making $70,000, it still wouldn't have been enough. When I completed my student loan exit counseling, I was told that I would need to make over $100,000 a year in order for my student loans to not be a financial burden. When I read that line, I had to laugh because if I hadn't, I would have cried. The debt felt unbearable to me then, but a couple of years later, I realized that it has actually benefited my life in a few ways. Here are three reasons I'm grateful for my debt. I've become less materialistic, and I've found the joy that comes from living a minimalist lifestyle. I no longer value things like Coach purses, $300 salon visits, or $250 sunglasses. When my parents ask what I would like for Christmas, I ask for money that I can put towards my student loan debt. I was raised to believe that the accumulation of stuff and keeping up with the Joneses would make me happy. I now realize how empty and unfulfilling a materialistic life is. I've adopted a minimalist lifestyle. I now believe that the best things in life, relationships, friendships, family, freedom, faith, and love, don't cost a thing. I've learned my lesson about debt, and I will make better financial choices in the future. I was raised to believe that debt was normal. Everyone I knew had credit cards, expensive mortgages, car payments, and student loans. I've learned how awful debt is, and I plan to never have credit card debt. I will have a mortgage in the future, but I'll be smart about the decisions I make with that. For example, not choosing the longest term possible. I started this blog. If it weren't for my student loans, I probably never would have started this blog. This blog has been a wonderful outlet for me. I love sharing what I've learned about saving money, destroying debt, and living a minimalist lifestyle. I enjoy connecting with others and learning about the ways they save money and pay off debt amazingly quickly. One last thought. I'm grateful for my student loan debt in a way, but I certainly don't recommend taking on student loan debt. If you're planning to take out student loans for college, please reconsider. Believe it or not, you do have other options. If you're already buried in student loan debt, you'll find yourself feeling anxious, depressed, and hopeless. Try looking at the situation with a different perspective. You just listened to the post titled, Why I'm Grateful for My Student Loan Debt by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. It goes without saying that a lot of people don't know where to start when it comes to investing. Many think you need a lot of money to invest. Some put off investing because it doesn't seem urgent. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And I love Acorns because I feel that this type of automation is exactly the boost needed for the many people who like the idea of investing, but haven't felt ready to begin for whatever reason. So head to acorns.com/OFD or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/OFD. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC. Acorns is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. I have such mixed feelings about student loan debt. On the one side, there are certainly tons of benefits to getting an education. But on the other side, for many, the ROI for that college degree just isn't there. If you're going to school to be a lawyer or a doctor, you're fairly certain you'll enjoy it and actually use your degree, and there's a very clear return on investment that can justify the debt. That makes sense to me. But looking at some of the stats around how this actually pans out for people is concerning. According to Mark Kantrowitz, who wrote the book titled Who Graduates from College, Who Doesn't?, less than half of college graduates graduate on time. Even after 6 years, less than 60% of students at four-year colleges have earned a bachelor's degree. The track record for community college is even worse, with less than 20% of community college students earning an associate's degree or certificate. I believe this demonstrates how many people take on student loan debt with the best of intentions, but for likely a variety of reasons, it doesn't work out as they hoped. Maybe life circumstances caused them to drop out, or they realized their area of study just wasn't a good fit. But now they have all that debt and no degree to even attempt to secure the higher-paying job they assumed would help them pay off the debt. And according to an analysis of U.S. Census, Bureau of Labor Statistics, and National Center for Education Statistics data for the years 1980 to 2019 by Georgetown University researchers, college costs have increased by 169% over the past four decades, while earnings for workers between the ages of 22 and 27 have increased by just 19%. It makes logical sense that a degree will lead to a higher paying job to justify the cost of that degree. But many people graduate from school and are met with the harsh reality of stagnating wages. Furthermore, a Finder.com survey found that nearly 40% of people who earn a college degree have doubts it was worth it. Of this group, 40% say it's because they aren't using their college degree, and 28% say it's because they can't find a job in their field. Many things we decide to do have terrible odds. Marriage has a 50% chance of divorce, and the overwhelming majority of entrepreneurs fail. It doesn't mean you shouldn't get married, start a business, or go to college. But I do think we should enter into these decisions with eyes wide open and continually question our assumptions. That should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Sunday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.